Welcome in, latest episode of that SEC podcast, back for a little emergency, well, not emergency, power rankings. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. It's Halloween. Clocks are changing. So I figured it's a good time, because this is probably going to be the last time we ever see Hugh Freeze. So I figured I'd dress as Hugh Freeze for Halloween. So how about it? Back for the power rankings. Oh, God. All right, let's get into this. Latest power rankings. If you're new to this, Team A meets Team B on a neutral field. Who am I taking to win the game? That's the only metric we use for these power rankings. And we do it with some stiff bourbon. Let's get into it. All right, number 16. Oh, my God. How did you blow this one, Arkansas? Arkansas dead last. Had it in your grasp. This was the best defense I've seen from you this season. That's really saying something. And you still gave up 38 points. Had to game one. Let Mississippi State drive the length of the field and score as time ended there. So just dog shit. Absolutely dog shit, Arkansas. I don't want to talk about you anymore, but you do got a couple games left. I think you got a bye next week. Thank God, so we can skip you. Number 15. Give me Auburn Tigers. Oh, I tried to warn them. This was going to be a travesty as soon as we hired Hugh Freeze. And I think it's literally worse than what I thought it would be when we hired Hugh Freeze. And anybody that's watched his show since they hired him, I mean, I've done nothing but dog the guy. And he has, you know, exceeded my expectations for how shitty of a coach he could be for the Auburn Tigers. Hugh Freeze, I never want to see that guy coach another game in the SEC. But knowing Auburn, they'll probably bring him back for a couple more till he loses to Vanderbilt and Mercer, you know? So, yeah. All right. I'm tired of talking. Well, no, let's stick on Auburn here for a minute. Because what in the hell are we doing with the quarterbacks? Ashton Daniels, let's insert his ass. And then let's not make the switch at halftime, which I don't know that you should be sitting here switching. But if you were going to do it at halftime, right? No. Let's wait till the fourth quarter. Let's give Jackson Arnold two drives. And, of course, you know, we know what he is, so he didn't give us anything. Let's go back to Daniels with the game on the line. They could have won the game or forced overtime, put in a cold quarterback, and, of course, they didn't do shit. So, Auburn, you're 15. You should be 16, but you did beat Arkansas in fairness, so I'm giving them the edge of shittiness. 14, Kentucky. Yeah, you won, but did you really? Because you could have fired Mark Stoops after this, and no one would have blamed you. Now that you won, probably still not going to make a bowl game, but you could, and you might be stuck with Mark Stoops for another year. So you did win. Shout out the defense. I mean, I don't know. Are we really going to credit anybody's defense for playing well against Auburn's offense? I sure as hell not. And the quarterback, Cutter Bowley, shout out Bowley. He's looked good the last couple weeks. He looked awful. He looked absolutely awful, and he still won. So, All right. Man, there's a lot of Sooners in here. Where have you people been the last couple weeks? All right, number 13. God, Carolina. Carolina, I mean, I think they played about as well as you could expect, and they still lost by 17 points. I mean, that sums it up. And hell, they said even during the broadcast, Kiffin told us, he warned us, there's literally two players we got to worry about. They were running two-man spies on Sellers. Two-man spies. I've never heard anything like that. And there's Sellers, and there's Dylan Stewart, of course, and nobody else. They puts fear in no one. So, Carolina, you're awful, but thankfully the teams that below you are even more awful. Get the hell out of here. Mississippi State, number 12. Hey, you won. First time in, what, 2 years that you won a conference game against, ironically enough, against Arkansas. You won on the road. Again, I don't think they're much better. I really don't. But, again, to weed through these shitty teams at the bottom, and I think there's a separation between everybody else. But credit Mississippi State for not giving up. Week in and week out, they've been giving these games away. They found a way this week. So maybe this is the start of something. Maybe Mississippi State does get to a bowl game. What are they at, 5-4 now? So there's a real shot. You know, this could be the turning point for the Jeff Levy era. I probably would have fired his ass already, but maybe they're cooking with something down there. Number 11, LSU. You didn't play this week. You fired your coach. We all know the story, so I'm going to move on from them. To hell with them. Florida. Oh, Florida, you had that one. That would have been nice, wouldn't it, to beat Georgia? First game without Billy Napier. Then we could have just pointed and said, man, Billy Napier was the problem. Man, had that one. Had it in your grasp in the fourth quarter, but Kirby kicked you right in the nuts where he always does. Good news is, though, I know some people think I'm a clown. I don't know where they get that impression. But, hey, good news for Florida fans. I had to drink a little bit more before I spread this news. But as right here, we're recording November 1st, 10:54 p.m. Central Time. Things can change, right? But I've checked with multiple people this week, and every single one of them has told me Lane Kiffin's going to Florida. So take that for what it's worth. He could change his mind by tomorrow. But and I don't think he's like signed anything. I don't even think he's made a decision. But that's where literally everybody I've checked with this week. They all said he's going. So what does that mean? I don't know. But just, I wanted to mention that because Florida, I know you're down, you're hurting. You're probably, I don't think there's probably a Florida fan watching this because you're hurting so bad. But I think good news is coming. So just try to be positive. I think you're getting your white whale. I really do. Speaking of white whale, number 9, Tennessee, led by the whale, Josh Heupel. Oh, them Vols didn't want to listen. They were so mad when I picked Oklahoma to go in there and whoop their ass. And what happened? I mean, this is not that good of a team. Shout out, you know, there's good players on the team and there's good moments, but it's just far from a complete team. One game, you know, the defense looks awful. The next, the offense can't do anything. Joey Aguilar's out there seeing ghosts. Heupel doesn't know how to manage a clock. You're critical situations, passes are hitting the tight end in the face. I mean, what the hell was that? It was a great scene, dark mode, one of the best environments. Hell, look at what any Oklahoma media person had to say about their first experience in Tennessee in 10 seasons. They're all blown away. You can't lose a game like that. Not with your playoff hopes on the line, yet shout out Heupel finding a way to lose. And again, it wasn't the defense's fault. They kind of, you know, cratered in the second half, but offense put them in so many bad positions all night. That loss was on the offense. It really was. So shout out Low T Heupel. Your second half, you're not even in the top column of the SEC right now. I got Tennessee number 9 in the conference. Below, little brother, Vanderbilt. Shout out Vanderbilt. They're falling apart at the seams, just like they always do. I hope that, you know, I'm still rooting for Vanderbilt. They still got their playoff hopes alive. If they can win out, they're going to the college football playoff, which I think would be fantastic for them. But do I think that's going to happen? Again, they fought hard, came back against Texas, but you really got your ass kicked for 3.5 quarters, and you made a late rally to make it look a little bit closer than it was. I think, same as last year. Diego Pavia, kind of defenses are kind of figuring him out, and they're just getting beat by better athletes. And you better hope you don't cave down the stretch, because this could be an epic collapse by Vanderbilt. Again, I'm rooting for you. If Oklahoma could go into Tennessee, so can Vanderbilt and get a win. And that could very well be a playoff game for Vanderbilt. We'll see. But I'm concerned. As great of a story as it is, I think Vanderbilt is starting to kind of regress to what we kind of think they are. So shout out Vanderbilt number 8. Give me number 7, Oklahoma. How about them Sooners, man? That was the best win of the season to date. going to Rocky Top, beating them Vols, and really, you know, dominating the second half. That was very impressive. John Mattier, he's starting to get it together a little bit. Starting to be able to run the ball a little bit. Defense making plays out there. Yeah, I mean, this is a really good team that still has playoff aspirations now. Next game, right, I believe is at Alabama. Buddy. And Alabama will be coming off LSU, which is a very, very emotional game. You got 2 weeks to prepare for it. Everything, this is not updated, 7-2. Everything's right there for you. Then you got Missouri at home, LSU at home. Those two are kind of falling apart. Now, Missouri hasn't fallen apart yet, but they could by this point in time. So I'm just saying things are lining up pretty good for them Sooners. I don't know why people were writing them off, including their own damn fans were writing them off, but not this clown. I was picking you this week. Don't forget it. I also picked number 6. How about mighty Texas? I tried to warn you guys. Texas is still alive. Still alive for the SEC championship. Still alive for the national championship. How about it? I think Texas is going to get on a little run here. How about it? Their defense is heating up. Arch Manning is heating up. 7-2, 2 weeks to prepare for Georgia. Georgia almost lost to Florida today. I'm just saying. I think Texas is heating up, boys and girls. Defense all over Diego's ass until the end. I think they got him for 6 sacks. Getting the running game going. This is multiple weeks in a row. Ryan Wingo, we're getting him going early in the game plan. I love to see that. And again, everybody loves to make fun of Arch. This was his best performance to date. And what was his best game before that was the week prior. So he's starting to heat up. I think he's starting to figure it out. Texas is one hell of a dangerous team. Don't write them off. They may very well win this damn thing. And they took a big jump here. Number 6 in the power rankings. Number 5, I'm not ready to sell all the stock in this team. Give me Missouri. Number 5, I think they outplayed Vanderbilt. Should have won. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. But still, with your backup quarterback, everything's still in front of them too. They got to win out, but they're going to have their opportunities. I don't want to talk a ton about Missouri because they're on a bye, but I'll just say this. I'm not writing off old Missouri. Number 4, Ole Miss. Took care of business. Big trap game. This was an ugly performance. Started slow, kind of middling at the end, and yet you covered. T1 Lacey had an epic performance for them Ole Miss Rebels. He's a maniac back there. And defense, you know, defense had a pretty decent game against South Carolina. It's kind of hard to not have a decent game against Mike Shula and company. But shout out Ole Miss, just keeping taking care of business as they march to the college football playoff for the first time. Georgia, nice win. Yet again, losing going into the fourth quarter. Yet you dominate the fourth quarter. And that's all anybody's going to remember is that you win in these games and the wins are racking up. And now we got one hell of a huge game here coming up here for Georgia in 2 weeks. You get Mississippi State at Mississippi. Now, that's a trap game for sure. They got a little bit of confidence, but you should whip their ass. And then we get Texas at home. So we're going to find out for real. That might be the toughest game Georgia plays all season is Texas coming to town the way Arch is playing. So, man, that's looking like one hell of a showdown. The showdown we thought it was going to be in the preseason might be even better. Who knows? Alabama, number 2 on the bye. So I don't really want to talk much about them. I'm not going to dock them. And, of course, A&M keeping them number 1. They were on a bye. So let's get into it. Starting to feel some of this whiskey. Man, we got a lot of appreciate all the cousins out there. Michael Riley, Mark Stoops deserves a lifetime contract extension. If it gets Hugh Freeze fired, I agree. Let's just extend Mark Stoops for life. God, that was an ugly football game for anybody that watched it. And if you did, I feel sorry for you. You should not, you know, for people that are like locked up for terrible crimes, we should sentence them to just watch on repeat Auburn, Kentucky. That'll drive a person nuts. I don't know how anybody paid to watch that. That was nasty. Could have been A&M's coach. That could have been your fate, A&M. If not for the great fans down there, Mark Stoops could have been your damn coach. That would have been awful. Shout out, Chris, you Sooner fan. He just gifted 5 memberships. And Glenn Warsaw, who picked against his Sooners, coming back, making some amends. Appreciate that, buddy. Mason Matlock, Cousin Shane gonna cry in the car. Boomer. I think that's true. Shout out, Maverick. I think that's how you say that. Tate Sandell shorts for Heisman. God. Where'd that guy come from? Anybody that missed it, this guy's wearing shorts that are borderline illegal. But who cares? Because he was the difference in the game tonight for the Sooners. Won him the game with multiple 50-yard, including 2, I believe, 55-yard field goals, which ties the record for longest kicks in Neyland Stadium. Yeah, well, I don't know what they're paying him, but he's worth every damn penny. Get him some new shorts with that money. Shout out, Spencer. Appreciate you for the membership. Rick, Cousin Rick, rest up. Beat the hell out of Mizzou. Appreciate you, buddy.
It's Texas A&M's biggest fan, Cousin Rick. Gig'em Aggies.
Thank you, Rick. Rick, appreciate you. Yeah, get them likes in. Come on, people. I don't do this makeup for free. Actually, I do, but anyway, Sue. Oh, Sister Sue, thank you for becoming a member. She have a YouTube channel for a decade here, and my sister just signed up. Just took the paint, I guess. Just Jared, we appreciate you, buddy. $5. Stringer Films, Lebby trying to blow it. Bobby said, hold my beer. God. I don't know how you celebrate that other than you won a conference game. But, hey, more power to you. All right, I'm going to try to get to more of these. Ole Miss, first time I'm seeing Shane's season over in November. Will he show up anymore? Where you been, Mace? Literally the entire time we've had this show, Tennessee's more or less sucked, except for maybe 2 years. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'll be there. Well, I can't promise. Shane may miss the next couple, but I'll be there. Cousin Shane crying outside the Cracker Barrel for more reasons than not. Probably because he's blocked from entry. Ooh. Jim says Kiffin will get Florida back. It's not a rebuild. That remains to be seen. Remains to be seen. Will the LSU governor coach next week? He should. That's who also I'm painted as this Halloween is the damn Louisiana governor. What a damn fool that guy is. Elko, coach of the year? Maybe. We sure it's not Hugh Freeze? No, it's not Hugh Freeze. It's not Hugh Freeze. Clark Lee was a front runner for a while, but again, it's slipping through his fingers. LSU, let's look at the schedule next week. LSU beating Bama, one prediction out there. I don't know about that, but we've seen crazier things. Here is the schedule for next week in the SEC. Georgia at Mississippi State, trap game, early. Not really, but kind of. Citadel, Ole Miss scheduling the cupcake game a little early. Little bit early there, boys. That's not for another week or two. A&M at Missouri, game of the week right there. That's going to be one hell of a game. Missouri's playoff hopes on the line. A&M, perfect season on the line. That's going to be a hell of a matchup. Auburn at Vanderbilt. First game under interim coach. Who's the interim coach going to be? Let's see. I don't think it's going to be old Durkin. I know the defense playing their ass off, but if you have to guess why, you don't know the history. Maybe Wesley McGriff, interim McGriff, crime dog. That'd be interesting. LSU at Bama. I don't know what the spread's going to be in that, but I'm kind of leaning towards LSU. Unless the spread is like 3 or something. I think they're going to give him a game. I really do. And then Florida at Kentucky. Uh-oh. Oh, brother. Kentucky normally plays Florida pretty tight. What will they do with an interim coming off a tough Georgia loss? Let's see if Florida's got some quit in them. I think they might. We'll have to check it out. Glenn Moore, appreciate you, buddy. Pigs can't stop squealing. I heard from one Arkansas fan after that one. He was damn glad. He was glad that happened because he wants the whole thing burned down. And apparently the chicken man, the Tyson chicken man, he's fed up. He's going to start supporting the program, which I think he's the guy that's supporting the basketball program. So if that's accurate, and I don't know for a fact it is, but that's the rumor I heard. Maybe we can get this turned around. Does Stoops get fired for not beating Auburn? He probably should. God, that was just such an ugly game of football. Ugly, ugly game. Appreciate you, Les. He can breathe again. I tried to give you some confidence last week. Vols, go Big Orange. Still love my Vols, but VFL, soul crushing. can Mike Shula get fired? He deserves to be fired. SEC Mike is really hammering it. That's what we do here at the late night. Man, has Hugh Freeze been fired yet? Apparently he said they're close. And they are close. Close to being the worst team in Power 5, perhaps. I mean, they're just dog shit. They are dog shit. Robert! Oh, buddy. Robert. This is an Ole Miss fan here who doesn't like hearing the truth. We'll see if he comes back. This is not rumors. This is, you know, researching, talking to people. Sounds like Kiffin on the move. That's the latest. Again, things can change, but I've not spoken to one person this week of all the people that I reached out to, not a one that said they're hearing Kiffin saying. So take it for what it's worth. I just pass along the information, just like Florida fans didn't want to hear about DJ Lagway. We just pass along the information. Shout out Marshall. Hugh Freeze called. He wants to know if you're available for a round of golf this week. In other news, beat the hell out of Mizzou, Giga. We appreciate you, Marshall. I am not available. We can make Shane available. But I would say Hugh Freeze, his schedule's wide open to go golfing every day this week, if you catch my drift. Mark Stoops to Auburn. They don't want him. They want a real coach down there, I think. I don't know. They don't have a real coach, and they were happy up until about six games ago for some damn reason. I don't know who in the hell would be happy with Hugh Freeze as their coach. He ain't done shit since he's been down there. Yet they all got roped in again. I hope they get roped in for another year because it'll be even worse. It will be even worse if he comes back next year. I mean, seriously, who switches the quarterbacks like this? Waits till the fourth quarter, switches them. Quarterback's ineffective, game on the line, let's switch him back. I mean, what in the fuck are you doing? I don't think he has any clue what he's doing. Chizik to Auburn. I don't think so. Them fighting Stoops are winning out. Kentucky? Who we got on the schedule here? So we're 3-5. Mighty Kentucky here. Florida at home. That's winnable. I would not be surprised if Florida quits after that devastating Georgia loss. Tennessee Tech at Vanderbilt, at Louisville. No, I don't think there's any shot in hell Kentucky's winning out. But they could get to, where we're at 3, 4, 5. They could get to a bowl game. I think they could get there. I really do. But they're not winning out. No shot in hell. Clark Lee getting extended at Vanderbilt. This is Vandy Chris, 24. Interesting. I'd love to see it. Sorry about the Vols. I'm not. I picked them to lose. I tried to tell them. They didn't want to hear it. Mike, if Kiffin doesn't go to Florida, you have to shave your head. I don't think so. I've just passed along the information. We don't traffic in BS around here. I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. And again, he could change his mind. He could change his mind tomorrow. If Ole Miss wins the national championship, why in the hell would you leave? You know? But sounds like he's gone. I think it's already down the tracks for him to leave, if that makes sense, which it probably doesn't. But I don't know. Just remember who told you this, November 1st. Yeah, I'm growing my hair out. I'm not going to shave it. Come on. Percentage, Bama beats Oklahoma beats Bama. Percentage. Well, it doesn't help that Bama's got 2 weeks to prepare. I think it's pretty slim. Pretty slim. And I have picked every Alabama game right this year, right? So, well, actually, no, I haven't. I picked Missouri to beat them, which in hindsight is foolish. But a percentage chance, 10%. I'd say 10%. But maybe 15. But not much higher than that. Not much higher than that. I do appreciate the confidence from all these fans, though. I mean, they're fired up. Bama's winning. Or excuse me, Oklahoma's winning. Ken, you're a Florida man. You're supposed to be get my back here. He says, with that makeup, we don't traffic in me. Two things can be true at once. I can dress like Hugh Freeze, and I can tell the truth. I don't have to spout lies just because I'm dressed like the man that says nothing but lies. You see the difference here? This is Halloween. We're allowed to dress up. We are allowed to dress up on this day. Well, actually, I guess it was yesterday, but I thought it'd be funny to pop on here and look like a dumbass. There's only one Stoops that could team that could reach out, and that's Bob Stoops. Boomer. I don't understand that one. There's only that of teams should reach out to. Are you saying for Florida? I don't know. I don't know which team you're talking about there. How about this? Kentucky Wildcat fan. I'd say your boy Nick Rouse had a stroke. Kentucky winning and Tennessee losing. I hadn't even thought about that. God, I ain't going to have Rouse on anymore if this keeps happening. I can't handle him. After me bashing on him for 2 months, I can't have it reversed. I can't have it. any other questions? I'm not seeing a lot of questions, just a lot of mockery, which is fine. But JR, we appreciate you, buddy. Dun, 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 dun.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you, JR. What a night for them dogs. How you feeling about them dogs, JR? That's what I want to know. After another, hey, a win's a win, right? But I feel like at some point this is going to catch up to him. He gifted Matt G. Matt G, welcome to the family. And Matt G said, oh, God. He's either excited or he's terrified that he's in this family now. I'm going to need some money, Matt G. That's what being a family member means. I can loan you, or you can loan me money. That's all this is. Carl, appreciate you. Crazy Carl. Couches are burning in Oxford. Not yet. Not yet. Just wait. Wait till that season ends. I think Layla, whatever her name is, the ex-wife, I think she's already picked out the new house in Florida. Now, that part I was joking. Don't take it and run with that. I've had some bourbons here. SWC Gunner. Auburn to hire former college head coach, good old Chip Kelly. I couldn't see that. Chip Kelly, SEC, no. They should go get John Summerall. Make us easy. Shout out, Rick. Can we get a cowbell for Cousin Schvent? We got one for him, I think. Yeah. Cousin Schvent. Appreciate you, Cousin Rick. Matt G's got a star. You are a star, Matt. Appreciate you. Man. Mike, recount to those who don't know how Kiffin left Rock. Oh, Kiffin. Now, this is why you should never trust that guy, right? Now, he says he's a different guy. You buying that? You're pretty naive if you're buying that. But he's a different man. He's a changed man. He came to Tennessee. He's going to turn around the program. He was talking shit. You know, we're going to win championships. Urban Meyer's a cheating scumbag. what'd they go, 7-6, I think, is or 7-5, something like that. They had their child, Knox, who's now the high school quarterback. Shout out Knox. I think he follows me. He's probably going to unfollow me after this. But they named him Knox because it was in Knoxville, of course. You know, they wanted to honor Tennessee. And then Southern Cal, job opened, and he left right before, to my recollection, right before signing day, like literally the week of signing day. And it was a shit show. And they tried to call all the recruits or signees or whatever. And I don't remember the timeline specifically, but they basically said, hey, if you don't enroll in classes, you can follow us to Southern Cal, which I don't know of anyone that's literally ever done that. I mean, this was before the transfer portal, right? So they tried to portal before there was a portal. I don't think it worked out for him. And of course, he failed spectacularly at old Southern Cal. Mike, is it right about Kiffin of Florida? And according to some other Oxford pimps, Freeze is coming home. No, don't traffic in that stuff. Hugh Freeze is done. He should not be a college head coach. Dealing with Dylan. If Kentucky beats Florida, all bets are off on Stoops. Maybe. Jordan Summerall to Auburn or Ole Miss? Now, this is the best question we've had so far tonight. Because what do you do if you're John Summerall? Apparently, if Ole Miss opens up, John Summerall will be their first call. But that's why it would be smart, Auburn, and they don't make many smart choices down there. John Cohen, I'm not a believer in that guy either. But that's why you fire Hugh Freeze today. So John Summerall knows November 1st, this job's open. Kiffin, that job may not open till January 1st. So timing is critical here. Auburn can get John Summerall by, you know, as soon as Tulane's season's over. Ole Miss is going to have to wait. And so I think it's more realistic that John Summerall would go to Auburn, and he's from Alabama, but I know this is going to sound crazy, but if you know John Summerall, I think he would take Kentucky over all these jobs. You heard it here first. So if Kentucky opens up, which now it may not, I mean, I think they got to move on from his ass. I really do. We can't be, anybody that thinks winning over Auburn is like something to be crowned, you didn't watch that game. I mean, Auburn is a complete disaster because they have just an asinine clown as a head coach, play caller, decision maker, you know, roster builder, especially quarterback. He doesn't have any clue what he's doing. If you beat Auburn, that's like what you're supposed to do. There's no credit given for beating Auburn. So we should not be keeping Mark Stoops because he beat Scumbag, you know? We just, no. Now, if he beats Florida, he beats Louisville, he beats Vanderbilt, then come back to me, right? But he's going to lose to all those teams probably, even Florida. You got to get rid of his ass. And I think John Summerall, it's not, this conversation we have, like we're doing with Kiffin, like we're doing with all these guys, we're like, Florida's a better job than Ole Miss. No, Ole Miss is a better job. No, LSU's a better. None of that matters. None of these guys think like this. It's every job is unique to these coaches, right? And for John Summerall, he wants a challenge. He's very faithful. He went to Kentucky. He played there. He started his coaching career there. His mentor's Rich Brooks, former Kentucky coach. If they offer him that job, I think he would take it. And I think he would want the challenge of turning Kentucky around over, inheriting Ole Miss and being like, can you duplicate Kiffin or going to Auburn even and being the guy? I mean, I think that would be appealing to go to your home state and be the missing piece for Auburn. But I think it would appeal to him more to take the Kentucky job and build it. I really do. As crazy as that sounds, but, and again, I could be wrong, but that's why I think Kentucky should move on from Stoops if they can get Summerall. I mean, that would be a massive upgrade potentially. Massive upgrade. Appreciate you, Raycard. All right, anything else here? Looking for Maverick. We appreciate you. We need work on an OU bill. I think we got one in here. We got one for every damn team. Mr. Sips hooked us the hell up. Now that may be the one we're missing is Oklahoma. Spoke too soon. But we got about 12 of them in here. Just Jared. We appreciate you. Where do I hate Lane Kiffin? Robert, I may look like a clown. Robert acts like a clown. He can't even imagine. What are they, 8-1 now? Imagine being 8-1, your two best years, and you're just negative all the time and a pissy person. Could you imagine? I wish I could imagine a world where my team's that good, but I can't. But old Robert can't. He's living it, and he's still upset. I can't believe it. I guess he's just upset because he's about to lose Kiffin. So I forgive you, Robert. I understand. That's got to be a tough place to, you know, the one guy that's made you relevant is about to leave you. Okay, now I get it. I get why you're upset. That makes sense. That makes sense. How many coaches are fired at the end of the year? I wonder, are we talking just SEC or nationally? Because I've heard, not fired, but I've heard as many as like 40, believe it or not, jobs could open. And it's not 40 coaches are getting fired, but it's, you know, 20 some odd will get fired. And then it's a game of musical chairs. So if Lane Kiffin goes to Florida, all of a sudden Ole Miss is open, right? So it's just a giant game of musical chairs. Whoever LSU hires, all of a sudden, Josh Heupel. Tennessee's open. You know what I mean? So there could be a shit ton of them. But if you're just asking me just SEC, I think Missouri could open. But you're asking fired. They're not going to fire him. Florida already, obviously. Auburn should have done it tonight. Arkansas, LSU, Kentucky. Just give me five. Give me five fired. You think Kentucky could? Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, my local Walmart could land Hugh Freeze if they wanted him. I don't think they want him. That's the problem. Kentucky's not going to want him. If I had to guess. Silver Spurs go. Texas, Oklahoma, and A&M. Hate brings more life to this great conference. Beer is for you. What's more likely? Kiffin to Florida, LSU, or staying put? Florida. I don't think people... You know, it was so interesting to see how... I mean, there's a lot of dumbasses out there, right? But I don't think people are grasping... And I think they will once we get closer to, you know, the regular season's over, when these coaching hirings happen the first or second week of December. I think it's going to be very interesting to see how many people don't take the LSU job. Because that the governor, which a lot of dumbasses celebrated, you know, but he really took it to Jimmy Sexton. And you may hate Jimmy Sexton. You may think he's got your school or team over the barrel, which he does. But you get cross with him, good luck. Because he's not going to do this incentive-based contract shit that this governor wants. And if you don't, if you're just eliminating every Jimmy Sexton client, there's not many left. You know, so... We'll see. We'll see who they get. Because it's not going to be this incentive-based shit if they're going to land a good coach. Marshall, Mike, I think you may have missed my super chat. Let's see. I missed a lot once I start drinking here. Let's see. Yeah, I don't see it. Can you gift again? is it this one? I mean, I think I did it. Hugh Freeze called. He wants to know if you're available for... Yeah, we did that one. Okay, here we go. Can you give us a few bold predictions to finish out November? I'm sure you got some wild, you're really putting me on the spot here. I don't really have any bold predictions right now to finish out November. Let's see. Vanderbilt makes the playoff. That probably looks pretty bold right now, doesn't it? Based on how they played the last couple weeks. But I still think they can... Well, I don't know. I don't even know if I believe that. But you asked for something bold, so I gave it to you. That's as bold as I can come up with right now. I gotta think on that one. Mm-mm-mm. I just think they can beat Auburn. I mean, hell, anybody. Kentucky just beat Auburn. Literally anybody can beat Auburn. Kentucky, they're dog shit. Tennessee, I think they're going to be giving up by then. I really do. Shout out Giga Bart. If Texas loses November 28th, does Sark hop flight the night in Nashville? I don't think it has anything to do with A&M. I really don't. But I do think Sarkisian could, he'd leave in a heartbeat if an NFL team wanted him. I do think that. Bulldoggy dog, appreciate you, buddy. You just became a member. Welcome to
the family.
Is Pavia out of the Heisman race? I'd say so. I would say so. Summerall just got his ass kicked by Jeff Traylor. That's interesting. Had no idea. It doesn't change anything, though. Rick, appreciate you. Tell all the TU Shorthorns to beat Georgia before they can sit at the adult table. Well, I do appreciate the donation, Rick, but A&M's never beat Georgia, have they? But I get what you're saying. You're undefeated. You're number one, so I get it. But, that's a high bar. That's a high bar. I'd love Summerall at UK. We'll spend NIL on football, though. That's a great question. Stoops tried to bail for a reason. Our AD is trash. That I do believe. He's definitely behind on the times. Les Wilson, towards an OU bell. Love your show. Appreciate you, Les. And Noah, Sooners went out? ? No. At Alabama, it's going to be tough as hell. I think I give you 15% chance or something to win. I mean, again, you can win it, but very unlikely. Missouri may look winnable now. How winnable does that look? Huge if here. How winnable does that look if they beat A&M? Does that look winnable? I don't know. I mean, you should beat them. You're getting them at home, but I'm not ready to write Missouri off. I'm not ready. So Sooners are not winning out. Get that OU decanter out in front where it belongs. Not right now. Not right now, but I do appreciate you, Craig. Giga Bart, welcome to the family. Running out of steam here. Got any other questions? Maybe I should get that out and start drinking some more. Maybe that'll liven me up. Sooner magic don't work in Dallas. Trace Armstrong reps those LSU guys. I get that, but he called Trace Armstrong out too. You take Armstrong guys out. Trace Armstrong ain't doing this incentive based shit either. That's the problem. These guys are all represented by two or three people. And if you just call them all out and say, we're not going to deal. Basically, that's what the governor said is we're not dealing with these agents is what he said in more or less terms. Right. He said, we're not playing your game. Well, that's fantastic. The last time someone did this was Arkansas. They said, we're not doing these after they had to fire Chad Morris and pay him all this money. And they literally couldn't take anyone to get that job. They had to give it to Sam Pittman, who was an offensive line coach, and everybody was like, what in the fuck are you doing? Now, he turned out to be pretty good. Now, it obviously didn't work out in the end, but that's how Sam Pittman became the head coach, because he wasn't represented by an agent. His agent was a local lawyer, was like a friend of his. And then what happened? Arkansas had some success. They had a 9-win season. And then Jimmy Sexton called him and said, hey, if you want to hire assistant coaches, Coach Pittman, you will hire me as an agent and I'll get you a shit ton of money. And he said, well, that sounds good to me. And he signed with Jimmy Sexton. He got a big pay bump and then he had a massive buyout. So, I mean, either deal with Jimmy or not. I mean, you're going to get fucked. You're going to hire a terrible coach and you're going to have to do this again in 2 or 3 years, or you're going to hire someone out of the blue that turns out to be a good coach, and then Jimmy Sexton is going to sign him and get him a big raise, and you're going to have to pay a buyout. So I don't know. I mean, those are not good options, but those are the options LSU has now because his dumbass governor, he may be in a, I don't know anything about Louisiana politics, so don't take anything I'm saying as like a criticism of that, but he, just based on all the comments he made all week, he is fucking clueless when it comes to college football and how this all works. So good luck. Marshall, appreciate you. Be mindful what you say about Texas the rest of the year. Remember, they have thin skin and rock a small pack. Oh my God. Everything's bigger in Texas till you hear from their fan. I don't know. They're in here now. They're fired up. They just whooped Vanderbilt's ass. And Kentucky, mighty Kentucky and Mississippi State. Mike, do you know how to take your makeup off? Don't sleep. I sleep in this every night, believe it or not. My pillow is a murder scene. Question, makeup on or off when making love? I mean, that depends. It costs extra to leave the makeup on. So I usually go cheap. I take it off. Okay, what else? What else? I'm liking these questions. I like where these questions are going. Will we, maybe we do have a coaching carousel show this week. Who knows? Maybe. I never know. I literally never know. It's all about what kind of guests I can get lined up. OU's in 3 losses. Thoughts? In the playoff? Who are the three? Who are the 3 losses for Oklahoma? I would assume Bama, right? Is probably what we're going to say. If OU's 9-3, their best win at Tennessee, Missouri would be a good win. I think that's dicey. Maybe, but unlikely. I think it's unlikely. Could happen. But it's unlikely. Maybe if you, let's say you beat Bama, which again, that'd be a hell of a win, right? And let's say Bama wins the SEC championship, which is very believable. Then where's your other loss? I don't know if they're going to put you in if you lose to LSU. Certainly, I don't think they would. Maybe Missouri. Maybe. Again, that's dicey. You're putting yourself in the dangers. I'm going to lean no on that. I think you got to win out. What size candy do you hand out on Halloween? Well, I'm not a big fan of these. I'll be honest with you. The woman, she got the candy this year, but she got the fun size. But what I did, because I remember being that kid and getting the fun size and being like, what the hell? I would get like a giant handful, so I had like 6 or 7 fun size in each hand when I would like give it to the trick-or-treaters. So in that, yes, we handed out the small ones, but they got a bunch of small ones, if that makes sense. So in my mind, that's like a full candy bar and you're getting variety. So I think you're coming out ahead. If you ask me, Aggie, set back LSU 100 million and at least a half decade. Do you agree? No. I mean, they literally could have said the same thing about A&M 2 years ago. Where are they at? They may win the national championship. I don't think LSU's set back at all. Now they are set back if his damn governor is picking the fucking coach and they go and they try to go cheap or whatever. They can't get a Jimmy Sexton guy. I mean, then they're potentially set back. But the money, no. I don't think that hurts them. I really don't. Percentage chance Ole Miss makes the playoff now that they beat Carolina? Probably. to 85. Citadel, that's a gimme, but you also don't get credit for that. Playoff committee is not going to give you much for that. So it really just comes down to, obviously, Florida. Well, hell, I mean, they may not put you in if you lose to one of these teams. I know everybody thinks 10-2, you're automatically in. But with this schedule, I mean, what is their marquee win? Oklahoma? Ugh. That's a really good question. If they go 10-2, I don't know that they're in. So maybe I dock that a little, 75%. I think they're fine. I think they're fine. I think they're going to be 11-1. I think that's where you want to be. I really do. If Lane loses to Florida, does that up Lane's chances of leaving? I don't really think it matters. I don't think that has anything to do with anything. I really don't. OU superfan. Even though Oklahoma won, Mateer looks pedestrians at times. Yeah, but he made the plays. It don't really matter how you look. What matters is if you won the damn game or not. And he made the plays. He won it. 80 chance Penn State hires Elko. Why would he go to a shittier school and a worse job and a worse get? No. Why the hell would he do that? Guess what? They're not going to get Kirby Smart either. No. That's crazy talk. Crazy. Is Texas offense fixed? I don't know. It's looking decent. I don't know about fixed, but it was looking pretty good to me. If the Aggies beat Missouri, Carolina, Sam, but lose to Texas, do we go to, it depends on what, if Texas wins out, which would be a big task. We did this on the last, on the mailbag show. There's a website that breaks down all these scenarios. I could do it better than I could, but there's a chance, believe it or not, if A&M goes 11-1, they could miss Atlanta. There is a chance. So I would not say it's a guarantee if A&M goes 11-1 that they make it, because it's not. Hey man, we got 9,000. If we get to 10,000 people on here, I'll start drinking some more. LSU has no president, no AD, no coach, with the governor sticking his nose in where it doesn't belong. That's true. I mean, it's a damn train wreck over there. I don't know what in the hell they're thinking. LSU is tapped out after the Kelly buyout. No, I don't think that's true, because I don't think they're going to have to pay his buyout. So there you go. There's some more information I got this week. Apparently, Kelly has been doing some stuff he shouldn't be doing. And they have some evidence, apparently. So I don't think they're going to have to pay his buyout. So I don't think LSU's tapped out at all. And again, this is the school's, that governor's a complete dumbass. It's not the taxpayers. It's not the school. It's just the boosters paying it. And they're not going to have to pay it all. Rick, appreciate you. There will be at least 4 10-2 teams that don't make the playoff. What? See, Miami, Notre Dame, LSU. LSU ain't going 10-2. LSU's already lost 3. I don't think it's going to be that high, at least not in the power conferences. Not in the power conferences. Did they catch Kelly with a southern draw? Not exactly. Did Kelly kill us? Someone else? Not to my knowledge. We shouldn't joke about that. But no, not to my knowledge. Hugh Freeze should have already been fired. I don't know what you're talking about fired. Is he still employed? I mean, every second that he's employed, they are messing up down there on Auburn. Temple of Brutus, get the fuck out of here. We don't need no Ohio State in here. Anything else? All right, I think I'm about tapped out here. We're about to hit an hour. I'm going to wait for one more really good question. Better be a good one. Give me a good one here. Hugh, it was pouring with sweat. He got a drink. I don't think he drinks, believe it or not. I think he, I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but I don't think he does. Where do I apply for the LSU job? Just call up the governor. The governor will get you hooked up, apparently. Brett Venables off the hot seat. I think that's safe to say. I don't think he's getting fired now that he got that one. That was a big win. BV good now? I don't know how good he is, but that was a really big win. Very big win. Where does Petrino coach next? Probably some kind of junior college or something. all right. I think that's going to do it. We're getting a little crazy in the comments. But that's all I got. We'll be back tomorrow, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. Unless emergency calls, like Hugh Freeze getting fired, like he should have been fired a long time ago, or another coach, Stoops, getting fired. You know, Auburn is so bad with Hugh Freeze that Kentucky may pull a Florida and say, shit, we beat Auburn, we got to fire Stoops before he gains momentum. I mean, that's how bad that's how bad Auburn is. We've got to prevent momentum. So if Mark Stoops gets fired, if Hugh Freeze gets fired, if Josh Heupel gets fired, we will jump on here, or at least I will jump on here. Shane will probably be too hungover to jump on anything. But until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.